Now, Jason Cairns, first thoughts. Good morning. 5:45. I mean, I'd be cool if Jesus was here and we saw the snow coming, 2 to 4 today, 1 to 3 tonight, and he said, peace be still, but I'm not counting on that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's interesting. I agree. I would love for him to come. And do we live with expectation? I think a lot of times I don't.
Yeah.
What I am expecting is it must be Tuesday in the winter because I have to drive to Rice Lake today, which is unfortunate pattern over the last 12, 14 years that I've worked at Marshfield is we have snow more often on Tuesdays than any other day.
And so that's your big travel day. Yeah, right.
It is. So,
well, that does not sound too enviable today, but just like they say in entertainment, the show must go on, I guess. I mean, at least you kind of operate. I mean, we had a winter weather advisory. And the Chippewa Valley doesn't go into effect until 1 o'clock today, so.
Yeah.
So you should get there. What time will you travel there?
We'll head up there about 8 o'clock this morning, and I think we finish about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So who knows what we'll end up running into. I've come back in hailstorms and blinding white snow conditions.
You travel with, I was under the impression you just traveled by yourself.
Normally, I do travel by myself. Today, I'm a nurse is going up. We're doing memory clinic, and so she's riding up with me today. So
good. You know, I know for a while on Facebook, you did kind of the, you had like a daily brain fact, and I don't know how long that went. But I've pondered. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I've wondered about everybody that listens, I believe, has a brain, so it might be helpful.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool. How long did you do that?
Boy, probably a month.
Okay.
I think I ended up posting one that was somebody considered controversial, and I ended up getting yelled at by a lot of people, and I was like, nah, it's not worth looking them up anymore. So,
well, maybe it would be like, is there a National Brain Month?
I don't know if there is or not.
I do special events every day after the 6:30 weather. If there's not a National Brain Month, that's amazing because there's a National Everything Month.
Yeah, I should know that. I know that when Bush was president, there was the decade of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be.
National Brain Month. March is the National Brain Month.
All right. And so that's also Women's History Month. All right. Yeah. So, well, you know, whether we wait till March or we do it before, but anyhow, it's an idea. All right. Hey, we're running out of time for today. So yesterday, was it just on Twitter? I mean, you talked about books in 2019, again, you're a voracious reader. You said books in 2019, not so great, but wow, 2020's been great. So give us kind of an overview.
Yeah, so I'm almost to 60 books this year so far, which is a little bit off my normal pace. And there have just been a lot of excellent books this year. Fiction, nonfiction, Christian, non-Christian, just kind of covering the waterfront. A couple of real standouts. Adorning the Dark by Andrew Peterson, who many people probably know as a singer. It's a book really about how do we bring beauty into a world that is kind of shrouded in darkness, and it's excellent. It's a contender for number one this year.
Yeah, usually the last couple weeks of the year, you do your, which is always an interesting read, your top 10 from the year, and then you give the explanations.
There's a book called An Interrupted Life by Eddie Helisom, which some people have called the adult version of the Diary of Anne Frank. And
yeah,
I had never heard of it until this year. But it's about a woman named Eddie Helisom who lived in Germany during World War II, ended up going to a concentration camp. And it's her journals. And it's wonderful. It's really a good book about understanding one's own soul, how they relate to people.
So does she have an ending like Anne Frank had?
She did. And so, you know, I wonder how many people have ever heard of her versus, Anne Frank. I'll mention one other one, Exclusion and Embrace by Miroslav Volf. And he was part of the Croatian.
You read that this year?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
But really about how do we deal with conflict. And it's wonderful. Perry had recommended it to me. Perry Polmazik, who's the pastor at the church where we go. And I read it immediately. I texted our friend Larry Crabb and I said, "Have you read this?" And he said, "No, should I?" And I said, "Absolutely." Uh-huh. And so he texted me back and he said, "I'm 40 pages in and it's already worth the price of the book." Just so good in terms of dealing with the realities of becoming a forgiving people, becoming a reconciling people. So really a good one.
Huh. What about the one you just finished? I'm surprised you didn't list that.
Yeah, you know, that's what actually prompted it. So Wade Mullen wrote a book called Something's Not Right, Decoding the Hidden Tactics of Abuse and Freeing Yourself from Its Power. Really, really good. He is somebody who dealt with, he was a pastor, ended up kind of getting pushed out of a church and went through the hard work of reconciling with them, but has kind of spent his career identifying different ways in which the different tactics that are used a lot of times by organizations, but also by individuals to kind of serve to control and overpower other people. And, you know, so things like lying, image management.
And what's the name of the book again? What's the name?
Something's Not Right.
Something's Not Right by Wade Mullen.
And really, really good. Probably the best book I've read on that topic.
Well, good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
You're kind of ahead of, you know, the thing is that I appreciate one thing. I was thinking about it even this morning as I was listening to Living in Christ's Presence, John Ortberg and Dallas Willard. And it was just the idea of, I mean, you'd really championed that and just your hunger to, as a learner, and which I'm sure you are in Strength Finders. And so, I mean, and I think that influences those around you. So thank you.
Yeah, and I do have a Goodreads page if people want to follow me there, too.
All right, very good.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
I guess we might as well just embrace it, right?
But on October 20th, though, isn't
right?
that a little early?
And here's the thing, like, I personally, I'm someone who it's like, I wouldn't mind just a nice little dusting, the glistening of the snow on Christmas Eve and can stay for Christmas, and then it can melt before New Year's. Personally, I wouldn't mind that, but I know, again, considering where we live, that many people are really looking forward to it. So maybe not quite this early.
We had a little snow yesterday, but again, it just melted. And on Friday, even, and people were posting on Facebook and all excited. But thanks to Jess Langlois, meteorologist at WQOW-TV18, she's done some of the digging. What about records in terms of earliest?
I don't want to hear about digging and snow in
yes.
October. Because
but
that
again,
makes me
winter weather advisory from 1 to 1. 1 this afternoon till 1 tonight, talking about 2 to 4 during the day and up to an inch maybe tonight. So further north you get, the more snow there could be. So she's talking about if we get an inch, this could be a tie for the 6th earliest we had an inch.
Really?
If we get 2 inches, we would be in a tie for the 3rd earliest we had 2 inches. If we get 3 inches, it would be the 3rd earliest. If we get 4 inches of snow today, it'll be the 2nd earliest we got that much snow. Again, 127 years of Chippewa Valley
sure.
weather history.
Yeah.
If we get 5 inches today, and I guess it's possible, it could be the 2nd earliest we had that much. Eau Claire has never exceeded 5 inches of snow in October.
We could be thankful for that.
Yes.
Well, good research, Jess, huh? So,
yeah.
Well done with that. I wouldn't mind if we stay on the low end, but if your opinion differs,
uh-huh.
let us know on the Wake Up Show listener line. Here.
Love to get your take on it. It is October Connect Month, 715-396-1670. What do you think about the snow?
Well, Halva, with snow on the way, of course, we're reminded that we need to be more careful
uh-huh.
while driving and slow down and make sure the defrosters are on, et cetera, et cetera. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also warns that there's lots of other behaviors while driving that can be a little bit dangerous, or maybe more than a little bit. And so we found a list of foods, and they're just saying, don't eat while driving, not safe.
Uh-huh.
But also some insurance companies and such came together and found a list of some of the worst foods that you can eat while driving in terms of distraction.
Yeah, I mean, you think messy, right? If it's going to spill on you and then you look away and... So drivers are more likely to clean up spills to spare work clothes, and they won't pull over to tend to a mess because they don't want to be late for work.
I have like a Columbia kind of windbreaker jacket that I wear to work a lot because it's, you know,
uh-huh.
sort of dressy. And Yes, there's a Taco Bell stand on there right now.
So the dangerous foods in order start with tacos.
Okay. I mean, because again, it's easy. Even eating at the table, it can be a messy food. Love tacos. But yeah, I can see how you're eating one end and then it dumps out the other and then you're not paying attention.
There's a particular food I don't see on this list. It's I'll save it. But
okay.
What's another one?
Number two is chili. I love chili. I do not think I've ever tried to eat soup of any kind while driving.
I mean, I'll just give a shout out back. I think I've gotten the soup at, not recently, but the chili at Wendy's.
Okay.
And it seems like... But that's interesting. I mean, it doesn't necessarily strike me like it has to be overly messy. But another one is hamburgers. Again, you think about the mess, the spillage. What do you all have if you had a big one, a big burger? Otherwise, I don't think it could be that
bad. Yeah, hamburger. And then right after that is barbecue. And here's the thing. I remember coming back from a high school football game that I was broadcasting. The station is very gracious to us when we travel ways on the road. They pick up the tab for a meal for us. And so I got a big Arby's roast beef, like the big kind.
Yeah.
And it was like a half pound
monster
of roast beef.
Yeah.
And I tried to take one bite and all of the roast because of like the sauce on it, all of the roast beef fell onto my lap as I was driving back from Hudson, I think it was. And yeah, and it was
that's
dark.
A problem.
And, yeah. And trying to scoop up the roast beef while driving. Yeah. I can see how that'd be dangerous.
Yeah. That's a problem. So I know fried chicken.
Finger licking good. Maybe makes the steering wheel more slick.
It can make it a little awkward.
Again, these are a list of just some of the most dangerous foods that you can eat while driving. Jelly or cream-filled donuts. Again, sort of the taco concept. Take a big bite on one end, squirts
the jellies
out the other.
On your lap. Yeah. They say sodas and chocolate.
I don't know. I don't really get that.
I don't get it either.
To me, I think having
Here's
a beverage
thing. Where's
is
Where's a
really
sub
safe.
Sandwich? I mean, to me,
that's
like,
the one that's
having
missing.
A sub is potentially messy. You get like a meatball sub, some of that sauce or...
I totally agree with you. I think that should have been on there because, again, most of my eating while driving coming back from some of these high school football games, I have tried Subway before.
Yeah.
And it was delicious, but it was really hard to eat while driving, and
pizza's,
I should not have done it.
Pizza's also not on the list, but again, I mean, it kind of depends, right?
When you burn the roof of your mouth and you can't think about anything else but the pain.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Depends on the temperature. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and heavy hearts in the Chippewa Falls School District yesterday as recently retired 57-year-old teacher Warren Bovey, who taught at Chi High English for 21 years, lost his life due to COVID-19 on Sunday night.
Very sad to hear that. And again, I didn't know Warren personally, but heard the name so many times as we were putting together the Chi High Drive-In graduation, and he was one of the retirees that was being honored. And just, I mean, there were no negative words to say about it. Just other teachers, students, an absolute inspiration of an educator.
So we want to pay him some tribute here. And this is something, thank you to Becky Dinger who posted this on Facebook. This is something I think he shared that tied in with the drive-in graduation. At least that's how I understand it. As he was going out with that class, and he said, we're going to read it alternately here.
Yeah.
Dear Chi High class of 2020, the Greek philosopher Anonymous once said, high school is like toilet paper. You don't miss it until it's gone.
Warren Bovey, again, his message to the Chi High class of 2020. And during this time of COVID-19, this is definitely an analogy you can understand better than you ever thought possible as you wander aimlessly through Walmart searching for one last roll.
Let us take a look back to the beginning of your senior year. Just 9 short months ago, it was a time when you knew what to expect from a senior year for your parents, grandparents, and probably even great-grandparents had followed the same traditions.
Caps and gowns, pomp and circumstance.
A packed, steamy, hot gymnasium, huge parties attended by extended family and friends.
And just as they were for your peers across the country, class mottos and sentiments were clear, and you knew what to expect.
Break out the confetti for the class of 2020.
Good and plenty, the class of 2020.
Class of 2020, our vision is perfect.
But now, as you come to the end of your high school years, you've had to quickly learn one of life's more difficult lessons, particularly when it comes to looking into the future. Yes, only hindsight is 2020.
As it became clear in March that the events and milestones of the last quarter of your senior year would either be canceled or drastically altered, you were understandably disappointed, resentful, uncertain.
That once clear 2020 vision became unclear, unfocused, distorted.
However, it did not take long for the resilience of Chi High's class of 2020 to emerge.
For yours is a class that is used to dealing with loss graciously. After all, during your time here, you lost many things. Open campus, an hour-long lunch, parking spaces due to construction, like you needed to be reminded.
Through it all, wrote Warren Bovey this past spring. You, the class of 2020, remained cheerful and friendly, taking it all in stride.
And then came COVID-19, and adulting was no longer just a class.
You were asked to grow up and accept great disappointment almost overnight.
Never was the statement you learned while reading John Steinbeck as a freshman more true.
The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry.
As much as we humans may plan for and guess at the future, there are no guarantees.
However, said the late Warren Bovey, all is not lost. Like the last item remaining in Pandora's box, we have, capital letters, hope.
If science and history and literature and so many other disciplines have taught us anything, it is that human beings are
resilient,
creative,
inventive,
survivors.
Yes, sometimes the world throws more challenges at us than we think we can handle, both individually and collectively. A pandemic is one of those challenges, a challenge that may seem impossible to overcome at times.
However, according to Nelson Mandela, it always seems impossible until it's done.
Ironically, the impossible challenges are what define us as human beings and forge strong human spirits and wills. While transitioning from high school to the next leg of your life's journey during a pandemic is a challenge you didn't ask for, it is a challenge that is yours.
Devastating as this challenge is, the current pandemic can bring out the best in you, class of 2020, and help you gain focus in your vision once more.
Abigail Adams once wrote in a letter to her son, future United States President John Quincy Adams, that great necessities call out great virtues, and those qualities which would otherwise lie dormant wake into life and form the character of the hero.
As you leave Chi High, maintain a 2020 focus on the resilience, creativity, and inventiveness that have been nurtured by your parents, friends, teachers, and coaches.
Maintain a sense of hope that nothing is impossible.
And know that truer words were never written than these by Ralph Waldo Emerson. What lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us.
And so, class of 2020, it is with great pride and heartfelt congratulations that the Chi High staff wishes you all the best. Take care. The words of 57-year-old Warren Bovey, who now, just a few months later, has left us due to COVID-19. And as we wrap this tribute up to him on the WIB Wake Up Show, Becky Davis served alongside him for a number of years, the former principal at Chi High, and she left this tribute on our listener line.
There are people who come into your life and they make you better. Over the course of the 20 years that I worked with Warren Bovey, he made me better at pretty much everything. Although my skills as an actress never really did his scripts justice, he never gave up on me. He was never afraid to ask the tough questions, the questions that needed to be asked. In a big school, he was a lead dog. His love for his students, his profession, and his colleagues was deep, genuine, and contagious. He made me laugh uncontrollably on a very regular basis, and I consider myself truly blessed to have shared a life space with him for so many years. I will love him forever. 103.7
Well, we are so appreciative of the connections that we have received from you during October and 11 days left. How about we thought we'd read a few of the ones that have come through?
Yeah, we're trucking right along. We've got a goal of 499 connections of one form or another, text, letter, you name it. And we're at 364, so we're moving in the right direction. And financially, that goal of $25,000, we're at $9,410. But here's some listeners way up north in Phillips. I wonder how much snow they'll get today. They say, we listen to your station whenever we have time, especially Mabel Louise, the weather, news, Johnny and Friends Unshackled, Focus in the Family, and Gospel from the Countryside. Thank you very much.
Jerome from Knapp, great friend of the station. He says, how blessed we are to have WWIB in our lives. It is such a blessing. Thank you all for your portion in sharing the good news. He says, I've been a listener since the start of the station, and it's been a great blessing, great outreach. And he says, love each and every one of you. So great to have Mark back on the air. Love in Christ, Jerome from Knapp.
Some wonderful listeners in Eau Claire say, we love your radio ministry. So nice to have Mark back on the air. And Dawson, thanks for sponsoring Big George's Gospel from the Countryside, one of the 21 Christ-centered programs paid for by WIB Incorporated. They say, I love Steve on Saturdays. What a faithful man he is.
Absolutely. Wanda from Independence says, listen in every morning. Thank you, Wanda. She says, thanks so much for being a light in the dark places of radio. God bless you. Keep the positive going for Jesus and for us.
Elaine in Fall Creek says, my grandson at 10 truly enjoys Christmas music, so I'd like to donate $45 to receive the Toby Mac Christmas CD. Thanks for your radio station.
And Randy and Sharon from Cameron say, during this pandemic, I have appreciated WWIB even more. It says, I would have had some pretty lonely days without WIB. God bless all of you, and thank you for all the good programs. God bless. And then, again, that's from Sharon from Cameron.
There you go. So we'd love to hear from you between now and the end of the month, October Connect. You hear from us 24/7, 366, but we emphasize hearing from you more this month than any other month. So please reach out.